This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories of the diverse rainbow communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9, this is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in Hong Kong tonight, where Hong Kong's highest court has handed down a landmark ruling that will allow trans people to change their gender on identity cards without undergoing surgery. Little bit unbelievable that it has had to go to the High Court for this ruling to come out. But basically, the previous rules required trans men to undergo surgical procedures, which included the removal of internal reproductive organs and the construction of some form of penis. It had to happen before you could change your identity. The court has, I think very rightly, said the policy imposed, quote, an unacceptably harsh burden on the individuals concerned.
And a risk to health as well in terms of, you know, I mean, I know, but...
Yeah, it's kind of mental health, physical health, all sorts of things.
And the policy effectively outed trans people because every time they presented their ID, it would have their birth gender on it.
Yes, so they would only that was the current the previous ruling was you could only have your birth gender unless you went through this very harsh medical surgery, transitioning surgery. This all came about because two trans men filed a legal challenge, and that started a good 3 years ago. They started this process. They've been in the courts and had many losses in the courts, and each time they took it to a higher court. Well, now it's gone to the highest court in the land, which is, hopefully the end of the situation.
Which is pretty impressive given that, of course, Hong Kong is just a puppet of China at the moment.
Well, yeah, it's interesting I wonder how I would have thought maybe there might have been more Chinese influence on these sorts of more progressive policies, but maybe this is just a bit of a common sense one, do you think? I don't know. There's certainly the local university, the Chinese University of Hong Kong, did a survey of trans people about their experiences and, how they were able to live their authentic lives in Hong Kong. And certainly more than half of them, there were 234 trans people that responded. More than half said they faced discrimination in workplaces, in schools, in businesses.
And 76% felt rejected in their social lives, including by their families and partners, which is really disappointing.
Yeah, so there's certainly a long way to go for trans rights in Hong Kong. There's even sort of stories of threats and blackmail because of their gender identity. So maybe this is one small tick on the way to progress in Hong Kong.
Moving across to Taiwan and in Taipei. So Taiwan was the first jurisdiction and the only jurisdiction in Asia to recognize same-sex marriage. More than 3.5 years ago, the government legalized same-sex marriage, 2019. But they put a caveat on transnational partners.
One party is a local and the other one's from an international. So if you get married
with somebody from China or Hong Kong, that wasn't recognized. But they've moved to recognize now transnational gay couples with spouses from countries that do not recognize same-sex marriage. So the issue was countries that do not recognize same-sex marriage, like Hong Kong. And is that include now for Taiwan, Hong Kong and Macau, which is probably something that's going to anger the...
Beijing. Taiwan's really been the beacon of LGBT rights in Asia. They've really been out there in front. And I wonder, again, how much of that is about showing themselves to be different to China giving rights to people.
There's that. So they've included Macau and Hong Kong, but because Chinese national in Taiwan are governed under a different set of regulation. They're not included. Chinese national are not included in recognition of transnational partners.
Right. Okay, yes. So there's still the issue.
So it might anger China.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's a little bit. Yeah. It might anger China with regard to Hong Kong and Macau, but not, obviously, Chinese national. Mm. So, yes, it's a step in the right direction, but and still the beacon of progressiveness.
Yeah, because if you look at their neighbours, for example, Singapore, they only decriminalised gay sex
last
August, which is just extraordinary.
Yeah.
And under the President Xi Jinping in China, in 2016, they forbade the portrayal of homosexual relationships on TV, and they did the same for effeminate men in 2021.
Yes, I remember talking about that with the K-pop bands and all that.
Now, across to Finland.
Yes, where Finland's parliament has passed a new gender recognition law, which abolishes their practices that required trans people to prove they were infertile and also to obtain a psychiatric diagnosis. And this legislation comes just weeks after the UK government that we were talking about last week blocked Scotland's own landmark gender recognition reforms. Yeah, and
lots of support in the Finnish Parliament for this too. 113 votes to 69.
And their current legislation in Finland, which is about to change, Amnesty International, of course, said that it's a breach of the European Convention on Human Rights. And so now recognition will be available for adults upon written application after a mandatory 30-day period of reflection. So they've got to think about it after they've put in the application to change their gender, but only for 30 days. And the Prime Minister, Sanna Marin, she describes herself as coming from a rainbow family because she grew up with two mums. And she's previously said transgender rights is a very important issue to her, obviously. And she was really keen to get the legislation through.
What a great ally for the community in the highest of places.
Yes.
And in brief, a gay sperm donor in Canada has sued for its policies against gay and bisexual men.
And the Japanese PM has sacked a close aide for anti-LGBT remarks.
And in Slovenia, Slovenia officially becomes first Eastern European country to recognise same-sex marriage.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.